Do you wish you could get virtual attendees to turn their cameras on? Is engagement the number one issue on your virtual meetings? Do you want your meeting to be the most engaging virtual meeting? Well, welcome to the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. In this podcast, we'll talk to the top people around the world in virtual meetings and give you, the listener, the best ideas to host engaging virtual meetings. Make sure that you click subscribe so you can get the latest episode of the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. Now, let's welcome your host, the author of the number one Amazon hot new release, Engaging Virtual Meetings, John Chen. Happy Monday. This is John Chen in the one and only hot Seattle studio. Broadcasting live around the world. It's 80 degrees here in Seattle, although, you know, for most of my friends, like in where this person is, that's not hot, but for us, it's pretty hot. And so excited that amazing weekend. I do have a little bit of something to show. I did work on my tech a little bit. Not only did I change this back camera, I now have this cool new desk camera, right? Like if you wanted to know what I was doing here, you could do this. And then if you really wanted to see what all six screens are doing all the time, I hit this thing. This is actually showing what each of my six screens are showing plus what's going on. It's a little crazy, but you know, that's what it takes, sound, to make these amazing things happen, right? What I love of it is my next friend, she would say, that's drastic, right? And so I've gotten a chance to meet her through a lot of networking. She's been very kind to invite me to some of the things that she does, which I can't wait to share with you. Let's welcome the one and only Tony Harris Taylor. Oh, you do have a dance contest in part right now. Tony is winning it. I love the two. Wait. Here comes a drop. There we go. There's the drop. Tony.
It should be a law against having this much fun while you work. I'm just saying.
I think there should be a law against not having that much fun at work, right?
Thank you. Say it again. Every time I come in your space, I can expect to dance. And what you don't know is dancing is my happy place. Aww. So when I dance, and I'm not the greatest dancer, but when I dance, everything melts away. So I love being in your space. Actually, my face is hurting from smiling, John.
That's a good kind of hurt. That's definitely the good kind of hurt. And of course, Tony taking a tip number one right now. She's standing up, right? That's why she can rock so hard, is because she's standing up. I appreciate that.
That's exactly right. I have a lift desk. And so, listen, I don't have near the setup that you have. And in fact, when I saw you show all your screens, I'm like, that's the ADHD dream right there.
It is, you know, but sometimes it's less than more, right? I really love your background, right? Because you've taken the time. I know you've chosen the color, like the flowers, and sometimes like less objects. So here, this stage here too, less objects is actually more than sometimes more, right?
And this background is real, right? We have the virtual. So here's a tip. Here's a tip that my coach actually was like, oh, so recently I was on a vacation. And you know, it's air quotes because we're never on vacation. And I had a meeting with my speaking coach, and she says, Tony, you're in Arkansas and you took your whole background, because she knew this was real. She said, you took your whole background, the shelves and everything with you? Right, huh? I said, no, girl, you take a cell phone picture of your background. And then you email it to yourself, you download it and put it in Zoom. She was like, that's brilliant, right? So there's tip number one. When you get your background all set so that you're not using these weird backgrounds that don't represent you, take a picture.
Yeah.
download it, put it in Zoom, and voila, your background goes everywhere with you.
Totally genius. We have friends now who they steal other people's backgrounds. So if Tony like goes and leaves for a minute, they'll go through and pin your screen and take a picture of your background. And all of a sudden they're in Tony land, right? It's
that
hilarious.
That would make quite sense because this is all me, but yes, they could do that too.
Well,
I prefer that people use branded backgrounds.
Yes.
Don't go get them general. You know, you sitting on the side skyscraper background, create your own background so you're memorable.
I totally agree. So, all right, let's find out where all these amazing tips are. I want to know who you are, right? For my friends who don't know, who are you? What do you do? And most importantly, when did you learn to love to dance?
That's funny. Okay. Who am I? What I do? My name's Tony Harris Taylor. My businesses are Drastic Results Marketing and Sales Coaching, where I teach entrepreneurs, especially service-based expert entrepreneurs, how to get known, get connected so they can get paid to make six figures and beyond. With that, I teach networking, how to use speaking to attract your ideal clients, how to use profitable events, and then how to use social media to build relationships. In that, we develop your drastic mindset so you can get yourself out there. One thing I've learned, John, is people love what they do. They just don't want to market it or sell it. And so I help them get out of their head and into their heart about the service that they need to serve their clients. The second thing I do is I purchased a franchise, Network in Action. Now I'm gonna tell you something. I was this close to quitting my business and going to get a job because I couldn't figure out how I could undo and sell Drastic Results. And Network in Action came into my life and I stepped into that franchise model, which ironically, a week before NIA came back to my life, I had said, there is no way I'm going to start my own networking group. The franchise came with everything that I said I didn't have, and I plugged and played, got into that car and drove it, and now I'm Rookie of the Year. That's a Rookie of the Year award, brand ambassador, fastest to launch a group, international. Launched the first international and the first virtual group. So I'm very proud of the work that I do, bringing business owners together to connect and build relationships. When did I learn to dance?
Oh, yes, dance, go.
Well, you know, I'm a brown girl. It comes with the territory, I think. So I've been dancing since I can walk.
It's in your DNA.
It's in my DNA.
Well, one day we'll dance battle, you know, for fun on some dance floor in reality world, right?
But yes, in real life. John Chen, I can't wait to meet you in real life.
It's going to happen, Tony. It's going to happen somewhere
it's
here.
It's going to happen. Absolutely.
But again, you know, this is the best part about virtual is that you get a chance to, I mean, right, you're called the networking queen. All right. There are all these people who have these beliefs like technology's disconnecting and I can't network on virtual. And I'm really not, I really don't have beliefs like that. So I'd love to hear from the networking queen, you know, what has happened over to you over the last few years. And by the way, congratulations too. I actually did not know that was your Rookie of the Year award in NIA and fastest growing chapter. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Grit and work. That's appreciated.
Well, one of the reasons for my success in NIA is because, and we don't pronounce it NIA, although it comes up all the time. But one of my reasons for success in NIA is because I had the URL zoomwithtony.com since 2015. I've been Zooming a very long time. I've been virtual networking a very long time. And the gift that the pandemic gave us is that other people got to learn what I already knew. Virtual networking, I mean, nothing beats in person, okay? But I can't be everywhere at one time. But with virtual networking, I can be a lot of places at one time. So we launched, I have five leaders building groups under me, and they launched their first meeting last week. We had attendees from China, from Saudi Arabia, and 4 from Canada. Yeah, I was in all those countries at one time speaking.
Yeah, I'm at your Saudi guest, right? That's the cool part about virtual. Yeah, your Saudi guest too. It was like way in the afternoon for him too.
And actually it was 2 a.m. So I was super impressed with him.
Yeah, that's committed, you know, and he wanted to be there.
That's right.
Right? It's not like you twisted his arm, paid him $20 or anything. He wanted to be there.
He wanted to be there. And in fact, he wants to now join my team. So there you go. That cannot happen without virtual networking.
Right.
And so I love virtual networking. You can't convince me that it isn't the second best thing to being there. But you also have to know how to virtually network. It's an art to it.
That's a great one. Okay, yeah, I want to hear this. What is Tony's guidelines to virtual networking? I'm totally interested.
Oh, let's talk about this. You got my juices flowing now. So this is like my favorite thing to talk about is networking, period, but then virtual networking because it's still a mystery. All right, my saying is show up, be up, follow up to blow up. Show up, be up, follow up to blow up. So number one, attend the meeting. Sign up. Put your camera on. John, I know you would love that. Put the camera on and get a good camera. Get a attached high definition camera quality, not that internal thing. My internal camera's a hot mess. I'm going to show it to you just so you can see the difference. It's a hot mess.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
This is like somebody took their thumb with like peanut butter and drove it over your lens, right?
And I've tried to fix it, and I don't know what's wrong with it. But even at that, see the difference? Get you an attached camera. The camera I use is $70. Go to Amazon, get you an attached camera. Turn the camera on, because if you show up and the camera's off, you're not there. You're not there. Nobody can build a relationship with a photo or a box with your name in it. Have a strong background. My background represents my brand. It's a little flamboyant. I get it. My girlfriend says that background is bling, and you're bling, and that's a lot of bling. Well, I want to stand out. So that's the second thing. Dress from the waist up. I don't care what's happening on the bottom. Just don't stand up and show me. But from the waist up, ladies, face on, earrings, hair, virtual still making an impression. That's the show up. The be up is have energy. Say something. People feel my energy through the camera. Say something. Don't just be in the background. So when the host asks for questions, comments, unmute yourself, say who you are, what you do, give them some energy, give them some feedback, participate. That's the be up part. Then follow up. And this is where it's critical. You might as well not show up if you're not going to follow up. And the follow up is to be prepared. Ask for dates. Now, I leave every virtual meeting with 3 to 5 dates. I had 2 dates today that I met on a virtual call a week ago. How do I get people on my calendar on virtual? I use the right click button on Zoom and hit chat. Right click on the person's image, hit chat, send them a private chat, and send them your link. So be prepared. Have your calendar link ready. Have your introduction ready. So your introduction with the link goes in the main Zoom room. And then when you want to meet somebody privately, you say, hey, this is exactly how I do it. Hey, I heard your comment. I heard your introduction. I want to connect with you and see how we can collaborate. Hop on my calendar for a one-to-one. Boom. Meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
You know, and I found that too, Tony, that I tell people all the time that chat is probably the number one way that I network with people. And number two is that the best networking I do is not when I'm speaking, right? It's because I'm too busy, right? And it's not when somebody else is speaking. I don't network with a speaker. They're too busy. They're presenting. You network with all the other attendees.
That's right.
And something that I've done too is by using a tool, the Stream Deck, I can automate these things to a push button.
Ooh, not Stream Deck. I don't know about.
Because so, that's how you get another blow up, right? Which is like, imagine that you pre-program some buttons and one of them is click here to up for my LinkedIn or click here to, you know, meet with me on Tony and get to my scheduler, right? Click here to join my Facebook group of networking or whatever it is. You can put all these messages and that way you can prevent typos because it's very easy to put a typo in there. You put one typo into like some website and they're going to go to somewhere else.
Yes, exactly right.
Right, they're going to meet with Tom instead of Tony. And so that's why having it being repeatable and predictable and having it fast means that you can do things. You can do them rapidly and quickly. So
every time I meet with you, I learn something new. Stream Deck.
Here, actually, I'll see if I can do this here on my, I'm looking now for the stream on Facebook. Okay, great. The stream is running. Great. Now I'm going to hit a bunch of these for those who are watching on Facebook. Okay. Here's my LinkedIn profile. Here are my programs. This is my Facebook group with 1400 members. It's free. Schedule a meeting with me. And by the way, why don't you come to my conference? It's like, I got a free ticket for crying out loud. How hard can it be?
Right.
Yeah. And so look, all these chats now are in my Facebook live stream. And all they were is like, I just pushed a button.
Shut up. You're going to have to show me that for sure. I love it. I love it. I love it.
See, what you do is then you get addicted to it, which is like, now you can have infinite pages of messages, like, you know, all the Tony-isms, right? Drastic.
I don't want to overdo it, but you're right. And, you know, I did a Facebook Live earlier today talking about drastic intention.
Oh. So
when you go to these meetings, you have to be intentional and you have to be drastic. It breaks my heart to see people attending these events, you've done all the things right, and you still leave with nothing. Because even if you save the chat, what you gonna do with it? Nothing. Even if you collect a ton of business cards, what you gonna do with them? Nothing. Book appointments on the spot.
Now, Tony, I want to give a follow-up to this, because I think you and another coach, I can get a shout-out to Aaron Schmuckler. Aaron gave me this, and he was talking about leading and lagging indicators for your business. And I thought about it, and I'm going, you know, I put in this, mine's Microsoft Bookings. It's like, exactly like Calendly. And I said, is there a correlation between my revenue and how many bookings I have? And the answer is yes. There was 1 month I had 69 bookings, right? And that was one of my highest revenue months.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a little bit of a lag, meaning that the meetings are here and the revenue usually comes like a little bit afterwards, but it's pretty close to lockstep.
Sure. It absolutely is. I tell you what, a bunch of business cards and a saved check don't put no money in your pocket.
I've seen Tony too. I think you're a little bit like me, which is like sometimes somebody puts a Facebook link in, or I'm sorry, a LinkedIn link, right? While the meeting's going, if you're not the presenter, you'll click on it and send a message going, I met you at NIA.
That's right. And then you invite them, send them the link to get on your calendar. Why? Because you don't know who people know. You don't know if they're interested in what you have. And because in my business, I'm responsible for networking for my network. So I have to meet as many people as possible so I can introduce them to my people. So why not? Virtual meetings are game changing. But like I said, I've been doing it since 2015. It's been a while.
I love that too. I love to tell people I've been online for 35 years. And I think I jumped on Zoom when you jumped on Zoom. It was about 2015. So when the pandemic hit, I'm like, I already been here. Like I already been on here 7 years. And we were already running all these virtual meetings inside of there, which I think is key. So now, since you've been Zooming for so long, which is great too, Tell me, what has to happen in a virtual meeting for it to be engaging for you?
That's a good question, because I have squirrel brain just like everybody else, and I'll be off on social media or working on something on the side if it's not engaging. So energy, as the host, you have to have energy. You have to be high, and you want people to sit on the edge of their seat to say, what's she going to say next? What's she going to do next? And so energy is incredibly important. Having some music, which I love about you, is also a good way to engage. Doing breakout rooms and letting people know you are going into breakout rooms. So don't go to the bathroom. Don't go to the kitchen. Stay in the room so you can meet somebody is very critical as well. So those are some of the key things that I think. And then also some tips and tricks that you and I have experimented with, like the background, PowerPoint background and stuff like that. Whenever you do something new online, people get really engaged.
Yeah, so that's why you always got to continually look for new features. I'm with you too, Tony, because I feel a lot of people like take an approach to a car, which is like, after you get through the craziness of learning to drive a car, right? It comes down to two pedals and a wheel and a key. And then people stop learning,
right?
When a car has all these amazing things you could do, right? You could be drifting, you could be like partying, you could be, you know, you could run your stereo, you could tint your windows. There's like all this stuff that's customizable, right? And a car sometimes for a lot of people says something about you if you want it to. But people like get into the stock Zoom account and then they leave like the Golden Gate Bridge that Zoom gave them, right? And it immediately to me says like, oh man, you're lazy. You just like did the minimum. You just did the minimum to show up here and hang out. You know, I love those tips that you gave about creating energy too, because a lot of people ask, how do you do that? Like for a lot of people, there isn't energy, but you got to watch. There are people who know how to bring it, even on virtual.
Especially, well, you know, the example I give whenever I'm speaking, especially when I talk to my introvert friends, is, you know, Miss Beyonce. We all know her. If you've ever seen her in an interview, she is low-key, soft-spoken. She is not over the top like me and you in her natural state. But when she gets on stage, she flips a switch. So when you get in Zoom and you click join a meeting, you have to flip the proverbial switch, whether you're the host or an attendee.
Yep.
Even as an attendee, people are attracted to my energy, starting with how I look. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we're still superficial. We judge people within the first 7 seconds by how they look. So, and people want to know who I am because I show up in a way that, you know, it makes them wonder.
I think there's a little bit of I guess it goes back to Harry Met Sally, right? I'll have what she's having. You know, right. And if you've been Zooming all day and you're like in that fatigue category and you wake up and you're like, oh, what just happened here? Right.
Yes.
And it's Tony's program and she's lighting it up from the moment you log in. It makes you look at it differently. And again, it's not that hard, but it takes intentionality.
Absolutely.
Right.
Must be intentional. So it's not hard, but it's intentional. And sometimes the easy things are drastic.
Yeah. And sometimes the quiet things are drastic.
That's right.
Right. So like even introverts here too. I'm part of a course here in Seattle called Executive Development Institute. Right. And it's geared towards Asian Pacific Islanders. And it really showed in one of the courses, we have a great speaking trainer. She used to be a past president of the National Speakers Association. And she came in there and like shows you can also command the stage with a quiet presence if you do it right.
Oh, yes. I actually just came back from the National Speakers Association conference.
You went to Influence.
Yes.
Yes.
And the number one person on stage for me was very quiet, soft-spoken, low energy, but she was captivating the way she told her story. She was captivating. She had us on the edge of our seat for an hour. So you don't have to be over the top, but you do still have to be captivating.
What I think that leads me to the two, I love to hear Tony's views on this, right? I think I've seen that type of person and they have presence. And I think too, that you can only hone that type of presence in the end with authenticity.
Yeah.
Like it's gotta be you, like you and me by default, like we're out here, we're just gonna make it fun and crazy. And that's just who we are, right? Like I can do low key, but I'm never gonna do as low key as somebody else that's authentically who they are and where they're at.
That's right. Absolutely. In fact, if you and I try to do low key, people will be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you tired? You need
what's wrong with you? You okay? You gotta go. I couldn't pull it off if I wanted to. But there are some people who can pull that off. My family, my friends, my network won't let me get away with that. They'd be like, are you okay?
We'll get it. Are you okay? Right? Because again, it's not you.
Yeah, exactly. But I love you, John Chin. You and I met in April of this year or March, and we were connected by Delisa. Hey, shout out to Delisa. We love her. And I knew instantly we would be connected. And then we got reconnected. We've crossed paths multiple times. Yeah. And I just have to give you my kudos that every time I see you, you're such a giver. You actually came on NIA meeting and we had a major storm here. In fact, I injured my car going home that night.
Oh, you did? I know. I was going to ask you about that because I was going to bring that up. So, okay, major thunder and lightning storm, and then you lost power, right?
We lost power, and I'm on the 18th floor, and I'm like, I'm out. I got to get out of here. And John carried the meeting. So I have to say thank you. You were a visitor. It was your first time there. And you stepped right in. And everybody that stayed was raving about the tips and tricks you taught. That's community. That's network. That's who we are. That's how we help each other to grow. And I just want to tell you in public that I appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you. We were jumping breakout rooms while you were jumping into your car and saying, I got to get home. Right? And that gets to, you know, this thing here, which is this no sorry zone, right? Well, we've been trying to tell people, Tony, you never have to apologize, even though you're the host and you're supposed to be responsible, that your safety is way more important, right? I kind of want to, hopefully you'll share a little bit about the injured car thing if you can, but.
Sure. So in Houston.
Yeah.
Houston. I didn't say that's where I'm from. I'm from Houston. And if you spit, it floods. No lie. I mean, it does not have to rain hard at all. Well, I went through some high water and that shield underneath that keeps dirt from flying up into your vehicle, it came down, but the dealership just took it off and the guy said, go to a body shop. So they didn't even charge me. So it worked out perfectly. But I was like,
Oh, it's the last thing you want. Like you're in the middle of a storm and have something happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't pulled over to the side of the road. I still was able to get home. So.
Well, I'm glad you're safe and you're back here and you're in your place with power and the power.
And the power, right? The lights are on today.
And with all your friends, we were just showing them, none of them had ever seen self-directed breakout rooms. So we were jumping like room to room so they could see like networking, how you can give somebody else the power, right? The power, which is saying, let them choose where they want to go, you know, name your rooms after topics or interest or something, anything that you want. And then let them jump to the room instead of like me being in all Zoom control. I have found that letting people be in control as adult learners is probably the number one thing that you can do.
I agree with that tremendously. So thanks for showing that. I knew how to do it, but thanks for showing them. And, I need to know. So we're talking about engaging meetings. I clicked on the apps button in Zoom the other day, and I'm like, I'm going to ask John Chin what he does with this apps. So you got any tips for us on that?
Later on, actually, I did actually buy a short subscription to, do you remember that Ellen DeGeneres had an app called Heads Up? It's a game. So I put something like if you use your
phone. Oh, yeah, you put it on your head. Yeah, and
it says something.
You have to describe.
Yeah, you have to like describe.
I didn't know that was her name, her game.
Using their, yeah. So for instance, Heads Up is now a Zoom app game.
Okay.
So you can play Ellen DeGeneres' Heads Up in a networking meeting. And I got to tell you, it's hilarious.
Oh, and that's an app that you can buy?
It's a Zoom app. Yeah. Well, there you can actually run one of them for free. Like the trial is free.
Okay.
And then if you want access to all their stuff, of course, then it's like $8-$10 a month or something like that.
That's cool.
So Zoom apps has a lot of promise. And I'll tell you where my personal challenges are with it. So what a Zoom app is supposed to do is that it's going to extend Zoom so you can do all these other things. So just like your phone, just take your iPhone as an example, right? Or Droid phone, and that you have apps and your apps now allow you to do almost everything.
Sure.
You can pay your bills, you can play parking, you can look up, you know, maps, right? You can play music. And so this is what's going to happen with Zoom apps. And so that you can download all this stuff into your accounts, right? And then share it like in your meeting. So like all these really cool collaboration tools like Miro or Mentimeter, they extend the capabilities of Zoom and you can bring it here. Actually, my favorite one is called Twine. You need to know this one for networking, by the way.
Okay.
It's called Twine, T-W-I-N-E. Okay. I think recently they upgraded their accounts. It's free to 25 people. And what it will do, will create one-on-one meetings with people based on some specifications. So let's just pretend like we did an NIA meeting. Look, I'm getting it right now. And now let's say there are 24 people. It'll create 12 one-on-one meetings, right? And then change. And you can say, I want to do that for 5 minutes and I want to do it at a time and a total of 30 minutes. It'll create 6 pairings that are never the same.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So you get 5 minutes, and right, 5 minutes is enough, like for us
sure.
And at the end of it, you decide, you can click a button, say, I want to share my Zoom, you know, email address or whatever contact info with this person, or you're like, nah, I'm good. and you don't know, it doesn't share until both of you say yes.
Okay.
And that's so cool. It's a really powerful networking tool, and they can do it for hundreds or thousands of people. And the real piece of the technology is like, what's like a case? There's buyers and sellers, right? So you could tag yourself saying, I'm a buyer, and the other people tag themselves as sellers. It will always pair a buyer with a seller, but never duplicate.
Interesting. I may need to use that for the upcoming viral networking conference. So that conference, we do breakout rooms because everybody leaves my conference with appointments. I am dogmatic and I'm just a beast about everybody leaves with appointments. So having it so that they don't overlap is really a good.
Because there's nothing worse than coming in there and like saying either I already know this person or I already met with you.
Right.
Right. You just come in there and just say that. And so during like an hour of your conference, you have 5 minutes. So that means you could get like 12 of them in. Guaranteed, you're going to meet 12 people and, you know, say by default, half of them accept your stuff. And that now you got meetings.
Sure. And so
I think it'll be a really cool secret feature of your next program because not very many people know about this yet.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to check that out. Twine.
My hope is that you run it in your next conference and somebody says, that was drastic. Let me tell you why.
Okay. I will love it. I will let you know too. Unfortunately, you're not available for my next conference, but I do want to invite the listening audience to join us if they can.
Yeah. Give me the link and I'll put it inside of our Facebook piece here. While you're doing that, last time I was on Twine, right? A company bought one of my friend's company that does, you know, all the meeting, virtual meeting organizing. And so they had this Twine session at the end and I was like, not going to go. I was kind of like zoomed out a little bit myself. And then I'm like, no, I really want to go. Cause I have a friend, her name's An Nguyen. And I go, I just want to go to support her. I don't even care what happens. I'm just going to go and support her. Right.
Yeah.
And so I went on the hair and third meeting in, I met the CEO of the brand new company. And I go, oh my gosh, I'm like, it's Ben, right? Like he goes, I'm sorry, what do you do? And he goes, oh yeah, I kind of run this place. I'm like, oh my God, you're the Ben. He was interviewing one of the actors from Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Earlier at the conference. So that's how I recognized him, because I watched that. And so I made a connection with the CEO.
See the power of showing up. You never know who you're going to meet, and you have to be in it to win it. So I love that story. I tell my clients all the time, just show up. You don't know who's going to be here. And one person could just say something on the side. And it's like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that.
My first book was like that. I wasn't supposed to speak at a conference. And then I called the organizer and I said, you had a speaker cancel last year. Did you have any speaker cancel this year? And she goes, oh, that's so weird. I just got off the phone with a speaker who canceled. Do you want a spot? I'm like, yeah. And that conference and speaking at that conference led to my first book. John Wiley & Sons, which is a big publisher, right?
I love that. Congratulations. You got a big publisher. That's awesome. I have your book too. I don't know where it is right now, but I have it. And the moment I met you, I thought, I need to know him. So.
Well, tell me this, right? You have a great seat, I think, for this too. I also think that you're constantly thinking about the future. Where do you think the future of virtual is going to go? What are some possibilities for?
I am not into all of the technology, but I definitely see us doing virtual reality, putting on the goggles and we all meeting in a coffee shop. And it looks like we're all sitting around the table. I see that all day long right now. And I can't wait. Conference rooms, and we're all sitting around the conference room and we're sitting at home or in our offices. But it's going to feel so natural. Look at you. So what do those goggles do?
These just look up and they look really nice. But I do own a pair of real goggles. So I am starting to experiment with those formats. And it's not quite there yet. But I have met some people around the world. Like I just, for me... I'm just experimenting around with it. And I do see that possibility too, because you know what? Eventually, at some point, we're going to want more than these flat screens.
And then I have attended, I don't know the platform, but it's a platform where it's a virtual room.
Yes.
And it's like a living room, a yes. back porch, a kitchen, and yeah. everybody is in these spaces together. And it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. It wasn't quite there yet for me, but I see the future where, and I can see conferences with the goggles on and everybody, I'll be on stage and everybody will be in the audience and we'll all be standing in front of our camera.
It's been done in very limited formats where they sent a headset to every single attendee. And you can know that's a little cost prohibitive right now, but you know, the top headsets are between $200 and $300 if you get them in the right place. Right now, like I'm using, have you ever heard of a program called Supernatural?
No.
Supernatural is the VR workout and they have done a really good job. Number one, they put a coach in front of you. So the coach is like, looks like they're right in front of you and they're showing you how to do stuff, right? Like it's like a personal trainer. And the second part is they have landscapes around the world. And you feel like you're standing on a disc anywhere in the world. It could be in Iceland, could be Greenland, could be Saudi Arabia, right? It could be the middle of the Redwood Forest. It's really pretty amazing. It's getting definitely closer. Wow. And I think you got to keep an eye on it because what I've always told people, Tony, is like, electricity by itself is useless. But as soon as you put it through a wire and you create a light, it's really useful. And for like networking was not sure what they wanted to do with it. But as soon as they developed email, like email blew up, right? We're like, we're still running our lives off of email years, decades after it was invented. And so I think VR is looking for what is its application, and you got to keep an eye on it if you want to stay up to date.
I think it's going to be 100% real. And let me know when you hear about that company so we can invest in it. Okay.
I know there's a lot of them out there and it's like, just like everything else, it's early, you know, like I was an early adopter in WebEx and WebEx still exists, that WebEx has like could have been the leader in another parallel universe, right? But Zoom came in here around that 2015 time and started winning a lot of accounts. And now I think too, Tony, you've met on multiple platforms, yeah. Right? And I think, like, I know I prefer Zoom. Is that your?
I prefer Zoom. I do. And I prefer it because people know it. And there's no download. People know it. It's just easy. So there are other platforms out there, and I've attended events in other platforms. I just don't love them. I don't love them. There's a learning curve. I don't have. So I prefer Zoom until the next best thing shows up.
I'm with you with that.
Zoom is working on that because they will. I don't feel like they'll be left behind.
They're putting out features faster than almost anybody else right now, too, which is amazing.
Yeah. So love it, love it, love it. Well, John, you're amazing. And I've loved this conversation. And you know my song. So cue it up.
I can't play your song because we're live streaming, unfortunately.
Oh, and that's right. You got some. Right.
But I do love your song, right? Wait, well, you got to go ahead and share your song. And then speaking of sharing your song, why don't you do these two things too, Tony? Your song, and where can people find you? And the last thing I really love from you, Tony, if you wanted people to only remember one thing from this interview, what would you want them to remember?
So everybody, you can find me at drasticresults.com or meetwithtonyharristaylor.com. That's the best place. Meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com. Get on my calendar. Let's schedule a time to get to know each other, see how we can help each other to grow. Check out the viralnetworkingconference.com as well. Again, the viralnetworkingconference.com. And if I could leave you with one thing, I don't have just one thing, John, but
you can do two.
It takes drastic steps to get drastic results. Mm-hmm. Period. Always be drastic.
I love it, Tony. Thank you for being drastic with me for a few minutes. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you online. All right, Tony.
Thank you. Nice meeting everybody. Bye.
All right. That was an amazing conversation with the one and only Tony, right? Make sure and click her links, find out, go attend. You can attend one of her network in action meetings for free, I believe. So check it out, meet her. These are the people who are making engaging virtual meetings. So thank you so much, Tony, and we will see you next time. This is John Chen, the author of the Amazon number one hot new release, Engaging Virtual Meetings. I personally want to say thank you for listening to the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast. It is my passion to help you eliminate bad virtual meetings. Make sure that you click subscribe so that you can get the latest episode of the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast with all of the latest ideas. Hey, I want to meet you. If you want to talk about a virtual meeting challenge, or if you want to be the next guest on the Engaging Virtual Meetings podcast, just go to engagingvirtualmeetings.com/meet. That's engagingvirtualmeetings.com/meet, M-E-E-T, and find your best time to meet up. Thank you, and I look forward to engaging with you online.